Germany says it'll be business as usual with Iran, and can Argentina stop the peso's plunge? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. America might be out of the Iran nuclear deal, but Europe hopes to stick with it. The leaders of Germany, France, and Britain have urged the U.S. not to punish countries that do business with Iran. Michael Tokas is with the German-Iran Chamber of Commerce Association in Hamburg.
The backbone of trade between Germany and Iran is done by these small and medium companies in the field of machinery and plant manufacturers. And these companies, they have a different risk calculation than international big operating companies. The first thing is that a lot of them, they don't have own setups in the United States, for example, they are not as frightened than international operating companies. As long as there is a legal basis according to German and European law, I can guarantee you these companies will continue to do business with Iran. Of course, they have to execute this business practically. They have to get their money. They have to travel there, all these kinds of things. But even now, even after the Iran Atomic Agreement, we did not see any of the big banks getting involved in it. Banks like Deutsche Bank, like Commerzbank or something, they refused even 2 weeks ago to do any Iran transactions. This financial execution will be done through small banks all over Europe or even outside Europe with no exposure to the yes, with a limited number of dollar transactions. So somehow we are prepared for what is coming up.
Michael Tokas, let's do the numbers. Global markets are mixed as crude prices are soaring above $70 a barrel amid worries about heightened tensions in the Middle East. Now, Argentina will hold talks with the IMF today in Washington to try and secure financial help to tackle an economic crisis. The government hasn't been able to stop a run against the peso, the national currency. The BBC's Victoria Craig has been speaking to Stephen Gallo at BMO Financial.
They're effectively asking for financial assistance to plug gaps that might emerge, for example, in the banking system or in capital flows that effectively aren't being filled by the private sector. By and large, when you get into a situation like Argentina is in, the banking system effectively shuts down, interbank lending shuts down, foreign capital flows shut down into the country. Now, will the IMF grant the loan and will the situation stabilize? The IMF aid doesn't come free. It generally comes with a whole list of aggressive reforms. What the IMF needs proof of is that Argentina's government policies are credible to reduce the fiscal deficit and to bring inflation down.
So what can we expect for the peso? Emerging market currencies have been very volatile, especially as rates in the U.S. rise. Fed President Powell said there's good reason to believe normalization in advanced economies will be manageable for EMs.
The Fed and the stronger dollar are not really the driving forces here. The real issue here is domestic. It really does pertain to the speed and the degree to which inflation can be brought back down. The direct links between Argentina and the Fed, they're actually quite low. So I'm reasonably optimistic that we're past the worst.
Stephen Gallo. On Monday, we reported that vanilla is now more expensive than silver. Well, today we explore the root of that problem. Madagascar, the large tropical island off East Africa's coast, produces more than 75% of the world's vanilla. Jonathan Watts, environment editor for The Guardian newspaper, has been reporting on its vanilla wars.
I went to a place called Anjahana in the northeast of Madagascar, where there'd been a brutal massacre just a couple of weeks before I arrived. A gang in the town had been stealing vanilla pods from local farmers, and in return, they had taken five members of the gang, brought them out into the village square, and basically butchered them with machetes and harpoons, and then set up their own private gang. There are stories in the Madagascan press of regular thefts and killings elsewhere.
Why is it that the prices are going up so much?
There's a number of things. There's been some very violent storms that have damaged crops in the last couple of years. Global demand has increased. There's a sense amongst consumers that they want pure products, not the chemical alternative. And that has driven up the price of vanilla pods. Vanilla is being used to launder money that was made illegally over many years from environmental crime, and in particular, the illegal felling and selling of rosewood, which is extremely valuable, particularly in China. Even though it's protected, the people who are responsible for this particular environmental crime need to launder their money. So they've invested in vanilla stocks. Some of them are being hoarded, so the price goes up.
Now, the higher price means more rainforest is being cleared to grow more vanilla. And my sense is, from what you're saying, that the government in Madagascar isn't doing a whole lot about any of this.
Most of the people I spoke to there, conservationists, local activists, park rangers and so on, said the government has been very complicit. You know, with prices this high, there's a huge economic incentive to do the wrong thing.
Jonathan Watts. And in London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.